so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Through me, 'cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love. You're holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding.
Hello? This is DJ Little Sour Cream, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
That was good, Carl. Thanks for adding that.
Hello. My name is Little Sore Throat. I have a sore throat today. Now this is... You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
That was so seamless. Thanks, everybody.
Did you already do it?
Yeah.
Did
he not?
Well, I could do it too, and then we could just do it three times for all those who are just tuning in.
I agree. I just had to do that. What? Huh? Hi.
All right, we have some menaces in the studio tonight, but that is okay because bird watches are here for anything.
Oh, speaking of bird watching, can I show you a photo I took today?
Yeah, of course, but the viewers will be able to see it, so we have to describe
it to
them.
Okay, we have to describe it. Today, I was surrounded by a whole bunch of beautiful cardinals.
Okay, so in the picture, it's a cardinal, those who are wondering.
I tried to catch it for the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
That's okay.
But here's it flying away.
Okay. That's awesome.
Huh, wow.
I'm glad you didn't catch it. Because I don't know how I would handle that. I do have a bird at home, though.
Really?
Yep.
They're kind of evil.
They're horrible.
Oh, I have a story.
Yeah.
My friend Michaela, shout out. She's not listening.
Hey, Michaela.
She's not listening.
Shout out, Mickey D.
No, she doesn't know I'm on this, so.
No, but she will.
Okay. She has a whole bunch of chickens at home.
Okay.
And they go to the beach a lot.
Mm. The family. Okay.
They have a beach house.
Of course.
And they go every weekend. And so, for good pay, they'd have me watch their chickens.
Worth it.
I had a big chicken coop, but there's this one big one. Chicken Queen was her name. CQ.
Mm-hmm, for short, yeah.
And she always pecked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate birds now.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, you probably wouldn't want to meet my birds.
No, I would, because they also had a bird named Mati that was horrible, equally horrible.
Mm. Okay, so maybe Sydney could redeem birds for you?
No.
Okay, so maybe you shouldn't meet Sydney.
I want to.
Okay, we will, just to, like, exasperate your PTSD. That's just Matthew cracking his fingers into the microphone. I also have a good story about a pet. I had a hermit crab when I was little, and I named it Big Mama because she was huge. And then one day, Big Mama came out of her shell, and
so proud of her.
I know, me too. We all were until she escaped the cage and started running down our kitchen hallway.
Holy shit!
And then I tried to snag it, and then it clamped onto my finger and just stayed there. And so I was flinging it around, and then I threw it across the room, and I killed Big Mama. But ever since, I haven't been able to get another hermit crab.
You haven't been able
Mm-mm.
to?
Should we get one for you?
Yeah. Was it because your parents didn't let you?
No, because I was traumatized by the experience. Okay. Yeah.
I had a good pet option for you.
Yeah.
In high school, I had a pet named Peaches.
Okay. What kind of animal?
Beautiful animal. She was a possum.
No.
And I'm not kidding you.
Did you domesticize a possum?
There was a pet store by my house, and they sold sugar gliders, kinkajous, if you want to look that up. little pigs. Skunk. You have a skunk?
Mm-hmm.
They take the gland and they just...
skunk? Hell nah. But banana bread at work today, dude? Hell yeah.
Good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That one's for you, Sam, if you're listening.
Samuel, I hope you're listening.
Also
known as Deep J Sam Straubin.
Quick before we play a song.
Yep.
If anyone tried my simple syrup tonight and wants to call in and describe what they experienced after, go ahead. Honestly, go ahead.
As someone who has only yet to smell the simple syrups, I'm intrigued to hear about how they taste.
Okay. There we go.
Slimy, yet satisfying.
I hope so. All right, here's another song.
House in New Orleans. They call
right, we're back. After an absolute banger.
That was a banger. Funny story about that song. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, kind of. Can you try that, Mike?
So I can move down.
Mike 4 is always a little questionable. Sorry, listeners out there.
All right, team, how about now?
That was so much better. Oh, my God.
All right. Funny story about that song. So I actually grew up on an alligator farm in Louisiana.
That's awesome.
Yeah, little known fact about me. So every night my it's kind of complicated how they were related to me because it was like a super incestual situation, but my mom's brother, who was also my second dad.
Okay.
He had like a kind of geeked out ukulele, like totally homemade, like moonshine version of a guitar. He would play me that song while whispering in my ear.
That's the most tender thing I've ever heard from a second dad.
Carl, it's crazy. My family actually is also from
really?
New Orleans.
Oh my God. But not from an alligator farm, right? Or
I've never heard of those.
So perhaps
no, they had a farm though, but not alligators. I think it might have been like
lambs. Oh, okay. Yeah, I doubt we're related because most of my family's died off because, like, with the whole incest thing, they all come some sort
kidding.
Of.
Oh, he's kidding. Oh, I'm not. Are you kidding?
What?
You're kidding. You're
no. They like everybody got.
Yeah, have a little respect, Sam.
Hep C and died.
Oh no, sad.
Okay.
Pouring out for Carl's family tonight.
is the thing next, or are we doing not that next?
Oh, your thing is so next.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I have a story real
but
quick.
But first, tell your story, and then we'll really prepare the listeners for whatever is to come via
mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Today I almost died.
Oh God.
Actually, like, almost died.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's tune in for this one, yes.
Okay. I was grilling mm-hmm. with my friend Isabel Friedman.
Sorry, what were you doing?
Grilling.
Oh, grilling.
We're trying to light the grill.
Of course.
And we got our faces, you know, like it wouldn't turn on, so we put our faces real close to the thing,
mm-hmm.
and the fire swallowed our whole faces. It like shot up like a foot and a half and covered us. It was so hot.
Holy
but
shit.
We survived. And now me and Isabel are going to watch an online sermon tonight because our priest is restored.
Oh, God.
Very exciting. Shout out to Isabel.
That's the most exciting. Your face looks so
it
unscorched.
Was so I know.
Shout
there
out
are people
to Isabel.
Watching, and they all screamed.
Shout out to the Lord. Always watching.
Literally always watching. There.
And that's it. Also, nothing.
Speaking of the Lord, yeah, nah, I probably shouldn't say it on air.
No, you can.
Well, I was just gonna say I looked in the mirror today and saw him.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's
staring
awesome.
Back at me.
Again, if anyone wants to talk about the simple syrup.
We can still call in.
Okay, yeah. So what's our listener count at?
We're at
14,000.
14,000, yeah.
Sweet.
So yeah, birdwatching started at like 9 this summer, but we are really racking up a cult
following. Yeah. Hell yeah. All right. To the 14,000 listeners out there, you're in for a very special treat right now. The song that's about to go on 91.5 WMFL Tufts Freeform Radio is from my 7th grade band.
Holy
we
shit.
We did bangers only. This one's an absolute banger. If you know the Beatles, they're like a pretty famous English band that was modeled after us. Yeah. It's like
I've heard of them before.
Yeah, yeah. They're from us. Our name was Rave in a Cave.
Mm.
We wore like pastel shorts and white shirts.
Where were the pastel shorts from?
I think mine were from American Eagle.
Okay, right? Excellent.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Someone really was just feeling it with the pastel shorts outside.
Honky-tonk.
They wanted to just like let you know that they support.
Yeah. If you want to visualize this video, I'm wearing salmon shorts, I believe, and a white shirt and a light blue hat.
This is so
and if
hot.
You didn't know, like, Carla's like the most tan person I've ever met, so I'm
oh,
sure
baby.
That these colors just
oh,
electrocuted off his body.
Baby.
Oh my God, don't get
me. Oh my God.
So here we go, don't fam. We're just in
that.
For a real wild ride right now.
Yes,
I
yes.
I couldn't be more excited. Okay.
Thank you. Close your eyes.
Baby ad. Wow. There was full-on dancing happening in the studio during that one.
What a banger. I just want to say, I'm not sure if he's listening, but there has been a very sexy brown man on the Tufts campus this summer, and that man is not me.
Shit.
That he's a different one, but I am also one. But
someone's calling in.
Oh, wait,
wait, say what you gotta say.
That's Ethan, my housemate from Long Meadow.
Yes, Ethan.
Banger voice, banger personality.
Come on the show anytime to just give us a live rendition. Okay, welcome, caller.
Hello.
Hi, mom. How are you?
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hi, Matt's mom.
Hi, Mrs. Stout. How are you?
Good. How's everybody there?
Oh, so
we're
great.
Doing
so
doing well. Great. How's your day in Dirty Jersey?
Oh, it's just fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're
get the dog to the vet.
Oh, how is she? How's Sarah doing?
Paying a few bills. She's good. She's laying here. Let's see if I can't get her to talk. Sarah, you want to talk?
Oh, don't do that,
she
please.
She probably does.
No, she doesn't want to talk. She's too old.
She is old, but she's listening to the phone call right now.
Very nice.
So
thank
you, Sarah. Is this a regular thing?
No, I'm a guest today.
Every Monday night, I'm here if you want to join the cult following.
Oh, how nice is that? Do you do this... This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Any reason I'm not the guest or just one of the few remaining students on campus this summer?
Yeah, that's more it.
You can come on if you want, Mom.
Yeah, anyone's allowed on in the studio as long as you follow the rules. But I feel like you would. And yeah, we're here every Monday night during the summer from 9 to 10 and every Thursday during the school year from 7 to 8 a.m. So...
Well, you know what? I'll be up, so I'll have to call in, have to listen. How fun is this?
Oh, excellent. You can call in any song requests?
Yeah. Pardon, I didn't hear what you said, but was that sorry?
Any song requests?
Oh, any song requests? Oh, I don't know.
Baby Got Back? Oh, no.
Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back?
Say no more.
You might have. Yeah, that sounds fine, too.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so much for having your call.
Yeah, she's
that was amazing.
She sounds great.
She's like me, so.
Is she accepting children still? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she like full-grown children, or would she prefer a fetus?
Both.
Okay.
Carl is both, so.
Yeah, I'm there, whatever I need to be. I haven't had a family since the plague knocked out my alligator clan.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off like that, but this is kind of like a beautiful segue.
Wait, is it? Are we still on the...
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Everyone can hear.
No, wait.
Carl's gonna sing.
Count me in.
Okay, baby. 4.
But first, snap.
I've seen the snow raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all, when the sun comes shining through.
Yeah.
To make those rainbows in my mind, when I think of you sometime, and I wanna spend some time with you. Just the two of us, huh? We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
What?
Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
That's not it, guys.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Wasted water's all it is, and it won't make no flowers grow.
I need the lyrics.
Bring back come to those who wait.
Oh, not take it over, Stout.
Who wait too late.
Country man.
We gotta go
I'll
for
back
all
you up.
We know.
We're back up.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Okay.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Okay, well, let's enjoy this song now.
I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. Darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building big castles we on high. Just the two of us. You and I.
We're back. Yeah, so thanks for letting us sing to that. I'm sure it was better than the original for you all, so it was honestly our pleasure. But our main girl, Paige, said, it sounded real smooth when you were still talking and then started the music. So maybe I'll start to do that more.
Thanks, Paige.
Hey, Paige.
Paige, I saw your brother in the gym today. Let me just say, he is a big boy.
I also saw him coming home from the gym today as I was sitting on my porch. And I also agree that he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Like, riding his bike.
With no handlebars.
Hells no.
I saw him when I was trying to force feed Amanda some syrup. And I also thought he was a pretty large specimen.
So, Drew, you're a big boy. That's all we can say about it. But yeah, we have a theory in the room where if you sing a Sam Smith song in a country accent, it sounds super country.
Facts. Shout out to Ethan. That's all you.
That's all you,
for
Ethan.
For the theory.
So we'll be trying that soon, but does anyone have any stories they want to share first? I'm trying to think if I have any good ones. Oh, I have a good one from work today.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm doing research and I'm recruiting participants for a study to see if fresh fruits and vegetables and free nutrition coaching over a year improves health outcomes. Mm. And so I asked this very large old man if he wanted to be a part of the study and get free fruits and vegetables. He said, nah, I don't eat fruit. And I was like, that's okay, sir. Like, you can start now. And he's like, that's disgusting. And I was like, that's okay. And then I was like, but it's so easy. You just have to pick up the fresh fruits and vegetables, and then the nutrition coach calls you, and then we'll call you for the follow-up surveys. And he's like, I don't like my phone. And I was like, what? And he's like, work for Verizon for 35 years. They're communists. I was like, oh.
They're communists?
Apparently.
I knew
what he said?
No, that's true.
I knew it.
Did he say they're communists?
Yes, they are.
Oh, like Animal Farm?
Yeah.
Why do you think they're communists?
Quick interjunction.
Yep.
I think senior year, we should all be sexy Animal Farm characters. Okay. I call Snowball already. Okay.
I don't remember any of them.
This is why I think they're communists.
I read that book in eighth grade.
Here's why I think they're communists.
Yep.
Because if you think about their logo, it's a check and it's red. Red is the color of communism. Also,
full circle, yeah.
Verizon Horizon, a new horizon. Communist Russia's a new horizon. And California, but that's not communist. I guess maybe it is. I don't know.
New conspiracy. New conspiracy for us to think about.
Yeah.
Carl's wearing a red shirt. Is he also a communist?
He is. Speaking of communism, I just want to give a quick shout out to my girl Anya.
Yes, Chef Anya.
She's cooking it up there in Chernobyl, getting nice and crispy and radioactive.
Wait, is anyone watching Stranger Things right now?
No.
Okay, well, like, the whole thing is, like, the Russians are behind, like, opening the Upside Down. And, like, is that not problematic? Like, no wonder they hate us if we, like, we make them out as our enemy, I mean, even on, like, popular television.
Think of the interview.
The interview. I thought that was North Korea, dude.
Yeah, I know, but that's, like, they also hate us.
Noted.
But I guess, they hate us before that, so.
That's true. All right, well.
Do we have a song queued up?
Food for thought. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
This is
No, Paige. God, jeez.
God, Paige. We'll kill you. All right, here's a song that Matt's super excited about. So here we go.
In the quiet silent seconds, turned off the light switch and I came down to meet you in the half light the moon left while a cluster of nightjars sang some songs out of tune. A mantle of bright light shone down from a room. Come down in time, I still hear her say, so clear in my ear, like it was today. Come down in time was the message she gave. Come down in time and I'll meet you halfway. Should have heard her as yet, but a true love like hers is a hard love to get, and I dawn, we and I ain't heard her call, and I'm getting to thinking if she's coming at all. Come down in time, I still hear her sing so clear in my ear, like it was today. Some leave you counting the stars in the night.
You by CeeLo Green featuring Jack Black.
Holy shit, what a team.
Alright, it's everyone's favorite time of the night. PSA time. Could you sing us in, Matthew?
Time to find the PSA. The PSA we're reading tonight. Cars flipping through the big white binder, looking for a PSA. Hey!
Hey!
A wise man once told me that the PSA is inside you. You just need to look at the right spot.
Should I still sing? Are you still looking?
Nah.
He's flipping through the pages. He's trying to find the right one applicable to today. There's so many PSAs.
All right, I got one.
Wait, everyone, I think we just need to acknowledge Matthew's, like, most beautiful song I've ever heard in my...
Yeah, everybody clap.
Woo! Right. Thank you, Matthew.
Stop clapping.
Sorry.
It's go time.
It is.
PSA. Please play at least one public service announcement each hour from either...
I'll kill you.
The WMFO PSA department welcomes suggestions at PSA at WMFO. Oh, wrong one. Mm. All
right. He's still looking right now.
Grill safety PSA. this feels
yes.
Super relevant.
No.
Summertime is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables or
meat.
Wait, quick side note. Matt goes, I really think you would love my mother. She's just like me. That was right after she called, but I thought he said, you really like my mother. She really likes meat. And I was like,
meat.
Oh, cool.
She
That's
likes
my
meat?
Only prerequisite to
you know
liking
who
else
people. Likes
we
meat?
Have the meat.
Do
Arby's.
Do you like meat?
All
Brothers.
Gather around and listen to the end of the safety.
I'm done.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Wait, you didn't.
We didn't finish.
Summertime is a super time to cook so
we
many tasty
over.
Kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue.
Mm.
But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches or by idiot college-age kids trying to cook food after work.
Those are the college kids crying about their meats.
If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building...
Oh, we're British.
Call 911. If you see people grilling on the porch or in the barbie, call the fire department.
Barbie store for barbecue.
If you see people grilling, call the fire department.
Call the fire department. If you see people, it says, if you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department.
Oh.
I kid you not.
We do.
Don't kill
so
my
dangerous.
Family.
I will kill you.
Don't.
I will kill you.
Expelliarmus. Alright, you're not being a cranky neighbor. You're a concerned citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a caller. Wait, are you finished? You must finish the PSA first.
It's over.
Oh. Thank you for listening, everyone.
The caller may be someone.
Okay, here we go. Hello?
Hey, guys. Huge fan.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I have a question for all of you.
Yeah.
Yo, wait. Who is this?
It's Sam.
No, but who?
This is Sam.
Oh.
Sam Straubin?
That's super discreet.
I won't tell anyone.
How does a blind man know when to stop wiping?
Stop what?
Lightning.
Wiping.
Wiping. Like his poop?
I believe that's what the question is.
Okay, just clarifying.
I can see Sam sitting at home like, oh, I'm going to hit him with a riddle. Yeah, that would get him.
I mean, does he not feel? He could feel.
Yeah, I feel like he could
feel. Can he not feel if he has like poo-poo caca?
Don't be insensitive.
Poo-poo caca.
Come on.
Can I say that on air?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can, but should you? Maybe not.
How does a blind man know when to stop?
Is this a riddle? Is this a riddle?
I think it is a riddle.
I think it is. I feel a riddle.
No, it's just a
knock.
It's a real question. I feel as though the blind man has
like
super solid poops, and
do they eat?
Don't blind men?
Jeez, dude, that's some communist stuff.
Oh God. You know, we're gonna think about this one, Sam.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. Gut reaction says he would be able to tell what's dry.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think I
but
don't.
Also, I'm not sure why we have to assume blind man implies man if we're talking about poo, because I think that's a stigma.
Hold up.
I agree.
This is like imply. Like, do you always like watch yourself wipe?
Well, I feel like
I don't see. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I guess this is so personal, but I mean, I feel like it's not. Like, it's not saying, like, I thought you were saying, how does he know when to stop walking?
No. But wiping.
Wiping's,
like, what the verb we're
well,
looking
like,
into right
how
now.
How does he know when to, like, I don't know.
How like, does he know when to what?
Like, how does he know, like...
When to go to bed?
Like... Wait, whoa!
Oh, my God. How does he know
it's bedtime?
What
pant leg is which?
I feel like you know the zipper.
I think. Yeah, like I'm at. All right,
blind men are listening, you can call in and let us know. But really appreciate the question, Sam. It really added some pizzazz to the show. Okay, we have another caller, perhaps a blind man. Hello.
Hi, this is the Federal Communications Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I hear you.
In order to read PSAs, please read them uninterrupted.
This is Mike, right?
I think so. No, it
Goodbye.
Sounds like...
That was funny.
That was good.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
we have to play another song now for the fans.
All right, let's play a song.
Here we go.
Trash!
But I don't care for gold. What use is money when you need someone to hold? Don't have direction, I'm just rolling down this road, waiting for you to bring me in from out the cold. You'll never know the endless nights, the rhyming of the rain, or how it feels to fall behind, and what you call his name. Pick up and leave everything. Don't you see what I can bring? Can't keep this beating heart at bay. my dreams to growing old. Oh, I'm in love with you, and you will never know. But if I can't have you, I want this life alone. Spur you the rising storm and let the rivers flow. You'll never know the endless night, the rhyming of the rain, or how it feels to fall behind.
Thank you, Sam.
What?
I said thank you, Sam, as in Sam Smith.
Oh, I think that's Sam who called him before.
Oh, but still thank you, Sam. I'm still thinking about your question. I'll text you later about it.
I'm back.
Carl's back, too. Yeah, so we had a huge weekend.
For sure.
Aside from the 4th of July, we also were three of the four members that went to go see Toy Story 4 this weekend.
Fact. All right. Toy Story 4, scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving it a 9.69.
It was so good.
It was so good.
So it was
so funny.
I think generally...
It wasn't even fair.
Yeah, honestly, I think Disney movies really hit it on the spot with adult humor, and it's, like, super low-key.
This one was high-key, though.
Yeah.
Like, they, like, it was very...
Like,
was,
we weren't okay, like, front row.
Our necks were getting crooked, but... We had a great time.
At the end, Carl was laughing and I was crying to show a little bit of the emotions.
Yeah,
it was just an absolute roller coaster.
There was something that happened that I laughed at it for maybe like 6 minutes continuously after it happened.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
My eyes were running. I was bleeding. Out of all my openings.
His orifices.
All of the openings were just...
It was just, like, every single... Like, yeah, I was excreting.
Like,
everything.
We weren't okay. And we got in for free. Thank you, Apple Cinema. Sorry.
For your lack of attention.
Just, like, overall, like, a 10 out of 10 experience.
So great.
You won't regret it if you go. You should run right now.
Yeah. You could go. We missed a lot of things for this, and it was the best night. Like, Amanda, she had, like, a dog grooming tutorial she rescheduled.
I did.
Carl was actually going to be plucking his ear hair.
But
just
he
the
postponed.
One. Only the one.
I'm not a toy. I'm a spork.
Trash!
Famous lines from the movie.
Trash.
There were these little mannequins named Frederick and Douglas and they were peg-legged and they were so freaking creepy and they just stared and lingered during the whole movie, and there was so, like, they really brought back a lot of the old characters but added in so many new ones, and
Stouts doing the thing where he says something after Bob. that was a good catch.
Holy shit.
How are you so good at this?
Holy shit.
Oh, no. Bad words on
here. No, that was okay.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Carl, you made me copy you.
God, I caught you. All right, Stout. Ready?
Yeah.
Sure. Are you going to copy me? What did I say?
Well, no, you just cursed and I don't want to be tainted from you.
Trash.
Oh, okay. Wait, we have a...
Wait. Mm-hmm. Can we pause it?
Yeah.
All right. So, a little background. This weekend, Stout was doing a lot of driving just around the Medford area.
Of course.
As he does. just around.
We weren't
like,
even here.
It's a beautiful place to drive.
No,
we weren't here.
Okay.
Well, he was doing a lot of driving, and he was doing this thing. He, like, we're in the car with him, and he goes, well, he's on aux, but somebody else is controlling the music, and he's like, put on the Kung Fu Panda soundtrack.
I love it.
And we're like, all right, what the hell? But okay, fine. And, like, it'll get this, like, really intense, just, like, battle scene music, and he's, like, grabbing the steering wheel, like, face right behind it. Like, gazing everywhere. Maybe you had to be there. You probably had to be there. So, sucks for you if you weren't. But it was, yeah, really vivid. So, this next song isn't like that song, but it's just a little shout out to those good times.
Okay. Excellent. So, you want me to cue this song up, or do you have a different one you'd rather me play?
This one? Okay, yeah, I like this one. Okay. This
we can sing it too.
Bop. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Get ready of
it's really going to take everyone
and,
back.
Yeah.
No, it's so good.
It's an instant nut.
That's not what I love to hear.
Is my mic on? Oh, baby.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Fast as lightning.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
It's like a funk remix.
Oh yeah, I'm really curious for it.
Wait, no, put it on full blast now.
Okay. There are some hip swivels going on in the studio right now. Everybody, that was electric to say the least. I miss it already, to be honest.
That's a banger,
really, just a great song. I didn't realize how good it was.
I got two.
Wait, I have
mics.
Another. I have a request.
Yep,
do you know the True Jess MVP theme song?
Yep,
could you please? I'm not kidding you. Could you please? We have like what time for one more?
That's the last song I want the viewers to hear.
I need to hear it.
Okay, do you know what it's called?
Just to the part where I could send you a YouTube link.
Is it exceptional?
What? I could sing every word of it, if that's what you're wondering.
No, it's a song called Exceptional.
Oh.
There's a playlist called True Jackson VP.
Huh, I'll just do it.
Do you just want to play it? Oh, he's just going to play it on his phone.
Oh, wait, this is too much. This is, like, too long a version. Who knows the full theme song? Hold on. I'm just going to do... Oh, here we go.
Wait, are we on air right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Okay, what the hell?
From my head to my toes, it's all real, they know. Fresh and cool, that's just what I do.
T-R-U-E-J-A-C-K-S-O-N-E-P.
Yeah. I've been working at a grown-up job, but I never really knew I could work this hard. Used to sit and watch TV, now I'm in the office of the new VP.
Yeah.
I'm gonna set trends with my two best friends and things get out of here. We have a plan, we're just messing around, we're taking it down to the whole wide world.
That was so mean. I was like, who is infiltrating the studio telling us to shut off 2 Jackson VP?
Shut that shit off!
You can't say that, Carl.
Come on.
That's not me.
Come on, dude.
Okay, that was actually worth it. Thank
Sexy
you,
Sexy brown man is listening. Let's go.
Who?
Sexy brown man.
Not Carl, though.
Can he say that?
I don't know.
I don't know if you can say that.
What? That's, dude, that's his name.
Wait, I have one more request, actually.
Okay.
I think this song could just finish it up.
You just made a request.
Well, shut up, because
I'll finish it with one song, but you can play whatever you want.
Can you just put a snippet of the Get Up?
Uh-huh.
G-I-T.
I do like hearing space Stout.
Okay.
U-P.
Blanco Brown?
Yes.
Great.
It's my favorite song right now.
I'm so excited to hear it.
Was the message nope. She gave.
Nope. Is that not it?
This is the song we listened to before.
Oh, here we go. Wait. it says it's playing the Get Up, but it's playing Come Down in Time. Right now, oh, here we go.
I just need you to get real loose.
Okay.
Get real loose, my people.
Oh, man. Sal put on his American flag hat, so things are really getting real in the studio.
Grab your love, Doc.
Oh, babe.
Grab your love, man. By yourself, no worries. Just follow. His palms are sweaty.
His weak palms are sweaty. His palms are on a sweater already.
Keep going. Because I want to listen.
Bring him to the left now.
To the left now. To the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side.
This is not what I expected.
Don't roll your shoulders.
Sal's rolling his shoulders.
This next part's my favorite part.
This next part's time to shine.
Gonna do the two-step. Then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hoedown.
Like, I miss the hoedown throwdown right now.
Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down. Take a sip with it. Now lean back. Put your head. Sit it. It's simple. You can do it. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly, have a good time. Round, you go. It's time to show out right now and take to the floor. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now. Take it down now. Bring it up now.